Carlton chalked up their first win on the board, but eagerly it was more about the debut of Blaine Bokhurst, a youngster who has got a terrific reputation, high draft pick, and certainly delivered for Carlton, and he joins us now. Blaine, thank you very much for your time.
No worries, guys.
Terrific. What's the relief like once you get number one game out of the way?
Oh, it's massive. It's a massive build-up all pre-season to try and break into the side, and once you get that opportunity, you've got to make the most of it. So pretty relieved to get that one out of the way.
Before Terry Wallace fires a couple at you, for all of our listeners, and again, we go all over regional Australia, just give us a little bit of a pen picks about yourself, your time at Swan Districts, and the interest clubs showed in you before Carlton landed you.
Yeah, so I spent my days at Swan Districts through the Colts system. Was lucky enough to play 40-odd games for the seniors there for the last 3 or 4 years. So I've got a good breeding ground there. And there's a few players in the AFL currently that were at Swan. So, they're a good club. So that's probably it for them.
Yep.
Blaine, just from the weekend's point of view, when did you find out and how did all that play out? How did you tell your folks, for example? Yeah, just give us a little bit of a pen pick of how all that went.
Yeah, so I got told that I was flying on Thursday, Arvo, and then made the trip over, and I kind of found out through just a bit of talk through the team and through the coaches and that, and then it got finalised the night before that Mick said to me, yep, you're in, go out there and make the most of the opportunity.
And did you ring your, so we were over in Wellington when you had to ring your parents, how did that all play out as well?
Yeah, so I was only in contact with them via text, so as soon as I found out, they knew and they told the rest of the family and all the friends up in Port Hedland.
It must be a great thing. I mean, you play all your football, you're hoping to get there the whole way along. I suppose one part of it was, I don't think in your wild and wooliest dreams you would have thought that it would have been New Zealand where you played your first game.
No, not at all. I guess there probably hasn't been too many people that debuted overseas.
Correct.
I don't think. It's a privilege. It's a pretty good trivia question.
And the game went very, very well for the club. A bit of a shaky start, but once you got your act together, it was a pretty solid performance. And quite a few of the younger boys, Cripps, Buckley, all put in really strong roles as well.
Yeah, we did start slow. And we addressed that at quarter time, and from there we kicked back well. And like you said, the younger boys stepped up, Cripps, Buckley, so it's good to see those young guys getting opportunity and really making the most of it. Just goes to show that we've got the good players coming through our system.
Tell us about a couple of the boys that have come to the club this year and your experience with them. A couple of boys from GWS. We've seen that Mark Wiley's now been sort of around the emergencies over the last week or so. And we got just a little bit of a look at Christian Jacks, but obviously with his injury, didn't get to see much of him. What have you made of those couple of boys?
Yeah, they're fantastic boys. They've come into the club and really made a stance themselves. As you can see, they're close to breaking through and Christian's played. So Mike Wiley's been going very well in the VFL. Was unlucky not to play last week with a little setback, but there'll be boys that will play through the season, I think.
What was the difference for you from waffle football to AFL footy? Was there one thing in particular, and it might be training-wise, it might be game day, was there anything in particular that was a bit of a jump or a bit of a difference?
Yeah, definitely the setups and the tactics. There's a lot more thinking that goes behind it. You always got to think you're in the next play, so that's probably a massive step up when it comes to the two differences.
Lockie Henderson, I thought, was a real star for you on the weekend. I thought that he give you a real presence up forward.
Yeah, he does massive. He's really good up there. He coaches you through it during the game. He helps you out, positions you. And for him to kick a bag of goals like that just shows where he's at the moment. He's flying.
And it must be great to have Mark Murphy playing over what he's done over the last couple of weeks. He got a bit of criticism in the first couple of weeks, but his form over the last couple of weeks, I think, has been personally outstanding.
Yeah, he's very good. He did cop a bit of flack, but he, as a good captain, as a good player, he steps up in big moments and he's come out and performed, which we love and we want to see him doing it every week.
What about for yourself to be a WA boy, Chris Judd playing so much of his footy over there? What was it like to all of a sudden know that you're going to be going to the club where Chris Judd was playing it?
Oh, it's overwhelming. As a kid, you grow up watching him and Ben Cousins dominate that era. And to come over and be alongside him and play with him, it's just an honour.
Have you done much training sort of against him? And do you learn little nuances from a player like that?
Yeah, you do for sure. We've obviously played different roles. He's a bit more inside in that. But throughout the trainings and throughout the drills, he just comes up to you and gives you little tips and little hints what to do, when to do it. So, yeah, he's a really good mentor out the track.
And who have you held up with, or who are you sort of, are your major mentors around the footy club, Blake?
I'm partnered up with Dale Thomas. Both play at the outside midfield speed and stuff. So he's one that I get to chat with every week and go through the tape. You just learn a lot from a player like Dale.
How's he coming along?
He's going very well. His shoulder's almost there, so hopefully we'll see him back in a few weeks.
Good.
Have you thought about Friday night at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, what are you thinking? Not so much about your performance or the team performance, but just the occasion.
Yeah, it's massive. Mixed achievements through the longevity of it all is it's amazing. The premierships, the legacies he's left behind. It's a credit to him and his way he's gone about it. So, good luck, and I congratulate Mick for that. So it's just an honour to work with him and under him and learn from one of the greats.
Well, Blade, just to explain to you how big it is in the whole process, I'm turning 57 this year, and I was coached for 2 years by Mick before he went to across to the West Coast Eagles. So, I mean, he has been around for a serious amount of time.
Yeah, definitely. He coached one of the new boys' first year players. He coached his dad. So, so that just puts a little bit of life into it all.
Hey, just the final one, your high draft pick. I've spoken to Rob Wiley about you, and he and I are mates away from the football field, and he just says the showreel was fantastic, what he saw. Do you have a thought why you sort of had to sort of prove yourself at Waffle rather than being taken at under 18 level?
Yeah, for sure. My form wasn't great at under 18 level and that. So, as I guess coming into the system as a 21-year-old, you kind of want to already have your game started out, and you want to be trying to be at the top level already. So I just worked hard at that and tried to do what I could at Waffle level, and it showed it was enough to get myself to Carlton.
Good stuff.
Did you have a light bulb moment? Was there a breakthrough game that you thought, "Yep, I'm good enough to be very good at Waffle level. I want to crack at the bigger time."
Yeah, I guess it was the first preseason game. We versed East Perth. They've got a lot of AFL listed players with the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
I played well there, and from there it was just a confidence building game. It was just a step from there.
And good stuff. An absolute final one. Has Scott Cummings been in your ear? He's a mate of ours. But because all we ever hear about is Swan Districts this and Swan Districts that.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been in my ear. But, he gets around the club a lot, and he loves it, so...
Good stuff.
Good to have someone down like that.
You'll get you at some stage.
No, do you consider it done. Hey, thanks for the chat. Lovely to chat to you. Good luck Friday night and beyond.
Thanks, guys.
Blaine Bakehurst there, Carlton youngster. And, there's something nice going to develop there, Plough.
Yeah, look, he's run and carry is excellent.
Now, if there wasn't already, this is fantastic. If you go into the game against Carlton and Collingwood, this is fantastic. If there wasn't already one reason to bet Carlton's blockbuster against Collingwood on Friday night, there's one more. Virgin Australia will be giving away Australia's biggest ever upgrade at halftime. One lucky row of one bay will receive return flights from Melbourne to LA. You just have to be in your seat at the start of halftime for the chance to win. Fantastic offer from Virgin Australia. Even if your bladder's on the point of explosion, you're sitting there. Courtesy of Virgin Australia, that is fantastic news. Another reason to be there. AFL Awards up next. You're listening to Sports Day.